Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mushtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi receives call from Brazilian President Lula da Silva. Both leaders reiterate commitment to take bilateral strategic partnership to new heights. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal calls on Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Putin to visit India soon. President Vladimir Putin to meet US President Donald Trump soon, says Kremlin. US imposes sweeping new tariffs on nearly 70 countries. Egypt inks $35 billion deal with Israel to import natural gas. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a call from Brazilian President Lula da Silva. In a statement, Prime Minister's office informed that during their telephonic conversation, the two leaders agreed to enhance cooperation in trade, technology, energy, defense, agriculture, health and people-to-people ties. They also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi further recalled his visit to Brazil last month. The PMO said the two leaders also reiterated their commitment to take India-Brazil strategic partnership to new heights. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will never compromise on the interests of its farmers, fishermen and dairy farmers. He was addressing the M.S. Swaminathan Centenary International Conference in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that the welfare of the farmers remains the utmost priority of his government.
हमारे लिए अपने किसानों का हित सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है। भारत अपने किसानों के, पशुपालकों के और मछुआरे भाई-बहनों के हितों के साथ कभी भी समझौता नहीं करेगा। और मैं जानता हूँ, व्यक्तिगत रूप से मुझे बहुत बड़ी कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी, लेकिन मैं इसके लिए तैयार हूँ। मेरे देश के किसानों के लिए, मेरे देश के मछुआरों के लिए, मेरे देश के पशुपालकों के लिए आज भारत तैयार।
Prime Minister Modi said today India is the world's number one producer of milk, pulses and jute. He stressed on the need to develop as many varieties of climate-resilient crops and focus on heat-resistant crops. Mr. Modi said 21st century India is fully committed to becoming a developed nation and this goal will be achieved through the contribution of every section of the society and every profession. In yet another shift in global trade policy, the United States has imposed a sweeping wave of new import tariffs, ranging from 10 to 50% on nearly 70 countries, sending ripples through international markets. These taxes mark the highest US tariff levels since 1934, reaching a level not seen in nearly 90 years. According to Yale University's nonpartisan budget lab, the move will raise the average cost of imported products by 18.3%, increasing costs for American consumers. The move is part of President Donald Trump's aggressive push to overhaul global trade practices he deems unfair to the US. Key American allies, including the EU, Japan, and South Korea, will face a base tariff of 15%, while some Brazilian goods will be hit with duties as high as 50%. Mr. Trump also announced plans to impose a 100% tariff on imported semiconductors. US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to meet in the coming days, a Kremlin aide has said. A possible meeting between Trump and Putin would follow, US envoy Steve Witkoff holding talks with the Russian president. Kremlin aide Yuri Ushakov noted that the idea of a three-way summit was mentioned at talks in Moscow yesterday, but was quoted by reports as saying the option was left by Russia without comment. Ushakov also said a location for a meeting between Trump and Putin had been agreed, with further details to be announced later. National Security Advisor NSA Ajit Dobhal called on Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin in Moscow today. Earlier in the day, Mr. Dobhal held talks with Russian Security Council Secretary Sergei Shoigu. Speaking on the occasion, the National Security Advisor said, India has a special and long relationship with Russia and it values this relationship. The NSA also said Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit India soon and the dates are almost finalized.
We have had high-level engagements and these high-level engagements have contributed very substantially. We are very excited and delighted to learn about the visit of His Excellency the President of Russia, President Putin, to India. I think that the dates are almost finalized now. The more important thing is these summit meetings have always been the watershed points. They have always given a new direction to our relations. So I do hope that our this meeting at this point of time will give us some new ideas that we can make the forthcoming meeting more worthwhile.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back to World News. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has sought greater partnership with India to build prosperity and growth in Asia. He was addressing the Philippines-India Business Forum in Bengaluru today. During the deliberations today, 18 MOUs and letter of intent were signed by the Indian companies for investments in the Philippines. More in this report.
President Marcos Jr. said India and Philippines can share and shape regional knowledge, deepen supply chain resilience and ensure inclusive innovation in the region. He spoke of six priority sectors for long-term collaboration in the areas of electric vehicles, advanced electronics, renewable energy, agriculture, healthcare and cyber security. President Marcos said the Philippines will pursue preferential trade agreement with India to enhance two-way trade, encourage product diversification and supply chain integration. He stressed that joint ventures or collaboration are possible between the two countries in smart manufacturing, green metal, data analysis, infrastructure and shipbuilding. With Sudhindra's report from Bengaluru, Swati Rakheja, World News.
Egypt has signed a landmark $35 billion agreement to import natural gas from Israel's Leviathan gas field. The deal marks the largest export deal in Israeli history and strengthening regional energy cooperation despite ongoing Middle East tensions. The agreement announced today by NewMed Energy will see Israel supply Egypt with approximately 130 billion cubic meters of natural gas between 2026 and 2040.
The deal follows recent disruptions during a 12-day Israel-Iran conflict in June when Leviathan operations were temporarily halted. Before that, Egypt daily imported approximately 1 billion cubic feet of gas from Israel. The deal addresses Egypt's mounting pressure to secure reliable energy supplies supporting economic recovery. The Leviathan gas field, located off Israel's Mediterranean coast with reserves of approximately 600 billion cubic meters, has become central to Israeli energy exports. The field currently supplies Egypt with about 4.5 billion cubic meters annually under existing contracts. Tripti Srivastav, World News.
Cambodia and Thailand signed a ceasefire agreement today during an extraordinary General Border Committee meeting in Kuala Lumpur. Both the sides discussed measures to restore peace and pledged to create a regional monitoring mechanism. They also agreed to treat captured soldiers under international humanitarian law and maintain dialogue through a bilateral process. Meanwhile, Cambodia dismissed Thailand's legal threats as baseless and politically motivated. Despite border clashes on July 24, Cambodia reaffirmed its commitment to peace. In Pakistan, at least two people were killed and 14 injured in a blast targeting a police vehicle in northwest South Waziristan district today. According to reports, the incident occurred in Wana district of the province where an improvised explosive device went off near the vehicle. July this year ranked as the third hottest ever recorded globally since records began, according to the EU Copernicus Climate Change Service. Average surface temperatures reached 16.68 degrees Celsius in July, which is above both the 1991 to 2020 average. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Modi receives call from Brazilian President Lula da Silva. Both leaders reiterate commitment to take bilateral strategic partnership to new heights. NSA Ajit Dobhal calls on Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Putin to visit India soon. President Putin to meet US President Trump soon, says Kremlin. US imposes sweeping new tariffs on nearly 70 countries. And Egypt inks $35 billion deal with Israel to import natural gas. That concludes tonight's World News. Good night.